His dad in prison, anarchic comedy ensues in Phil Ellis's Trying.
Cafe Hope on BBC Radio 4.
By the time I'd finished these 100 meetings, I'd raised £50,000.
I'm Rachel Burden, welcoming you into a virtual coffee shop where I chat to people looking to improve the lives of those around them.
It's about tackling isolation and loneliness.
Engaging in conversation with people, you know, can make a massive difference.
Amazing individuals trying to make the world a better place.
I don't want anything for it. I'm doing it because I'm a volunteer.
The new series of Cafe Hope on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting next Monday morning at 9:45.
Now, time for another adventure with Phil Ellis in an episode first broadcast in 2020.
Phil Ellis is Trying by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. Starring Johnny Vegas, Amy Gledhill, Terry Miner, Jason Barnett, Alexi Sale, and Phil Mellis. Ellis, it's Phil Ellis. Episode 2, Prison Break.
Now, I've told you a million times, Inspector, the talking magpie took your jewels.
Oh, sorry I'm late, Phil.
How much for an Uber? And that's an Uber pool. God, I hope I'm not sharing with Aqua again.
Typical. He's asleep.
We get it, Aqua, right? You're a Barbie girl. Get over it.
Phil, wake up.
No, Buzz Aldrin. I still call it Jif.
Only one thing for it. Right, where's that can of skull?
Yes, please.
Phil, you're having night terrors. Well, technically, you're having midday terrors.
Oh, thank God you woke me, Polly. Aqua were doing my head in.
I've got some news, Phil.
Oh, I like good news.
Well, I didn't say good news. It's the opposite of good news. It's bad news. It's a letter from Parbold Prison about your dad, Goodison.
Oh, no, they're not releasing him, are they?
Don't worry, Phil. There's more chance of Damon Albarn using his real accent. No, he wants you to go and visit him.
What? Why? He's never wanted to see me before. Last time I paid him an impromptu visit, he got on the roof and he wouldn't come down till I left.
It's a special day. It's the annual Bring Your Family to Prison Day.
Well, you can forget that. I'm not going.
Why not, Phil? This is the first time he's reached out to you in over a year. Shouldn't you give him a chance?
All he ever does is let me down. He's never once done anything for me without wanting something in return. Even as a kid, he never gave me presents on my birthday. It was always swapsies. When I turned 8, he swapped me a bookie's pen for my bike. Plus, look at me, Polly. I won't last 5 minutes in prison. I'll be passed around like a rumour on Twitter.
Oh, come off it, Phil. They'd never touch you. You look like a Wetherspoons deputy manager on his day off. In Wetherspoons. I've never seen a bald spot grow in real time.
I still have hair, Polly. Look, carefully.
Anyhow, the prison visit's today, so we'll have to worry.
What do you mean, we? You don't have a dad in prison.
I know, but I'm visiting Johnny.
Johnny's in prison?
Yeah, he's doing a 3 to 5 stretch.
3 to 5 years?
Hours. He had a very lenient judge.
Oh, what's he in for?
Fake memorabilia. He sold a hooky hook from the film Hook. Come on, Phil, come with me. It'll be fun. And who knows, you might finally be able to have a proper talk with your dad. It's not like he can go anywhere.
Right, fine, I'll go.
Oh, and he asked if you could bring him a few bits with you.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, God, you're not even allowed half of these things outside of prison. And where the hell does he think I'm going to hide that? What does he think I am, a Kinder Egg? God, the prison looks intimidating. All those gothic towers, looming iron gates. How are we supposed to get in?
The doorbell.
Oh, right.
Afternoon, I'm Prison Warden Mackay, and you're obviously Ellis Jr. I recognise your deceitful face from your father's. That weak chin, weak ears, and an even weaker hairline.
Jeez, and you're front of house. I've had warmer welcomes in Leeds.
Right, we need to frisk you both before you can enter. You first, Ellis. Now spread your cheeks.
Bloody hell, this is very thorough. Wide enough for you?
I meant the cheeks on your face.
Who on earth would phrase it like that? Just say, open your mouth.
Right, I'm going to pat you down.
All right, there mate. I think that's quite enough patting, don't you? Not a Labrador.
Before you enter the prison, put these wristbands on so we know you're not a prisoner.
It's like a music festival.
Yeah, at least there's no poetry tent.
And be careful in there. The prisoners are dangerous. Your dad's been riling them right up. Now in you go, and I'll be watching you, Ellis.
You'll be watching me, but I'm a guest. I'm only here for the day.
Come on, Phil. We've not got much time, and Johnny's waiting for us in the canteen, obviously.
Welcome to HMP Parbo's Life as Café. Table for two.
Have we accidentally walked into a Toby Carvery?
No, I think so, Polly. Look, everyone's wearing shoes. And they're actually using cutlery. Look at the menu. Mezze platter, locally sourced cheeses and a vegan quiche. Please make a member of staff aware of any allergies. It's hardly Alcatraz.
We're okay for a table, thanks. We're joining our friends over there.
Oh, God, look at the bloke that Johnny's chatting to. He's 90% knuckles.
Johnny, what does this letter from my wife say?
Let's have a look, Basher. To my favourite manslaughterer, all good here. New washing machine arrived today. Massive improvement on the Bosch. Even managed to fit a duvet in. Dad's got a new hip, Mum's got a new knee, and I've got a new boyfriend. Anyway, enjoy your life sentence. Me and my new fella, Jeff, are off to Las Vegas for the weekend. All the best, Lynn and Jeff. No kisses.
How could she do this to me, Johnny? I stole that bus, specially for her. You ever tried getting a bus on a bus?
I'm sorry, buddy. But if it helps, Jeff sounds like a right loser.
What are you saying about Jeff? He's a top bloke. He was best man at our wedding. I ought to knock your head right back into next week.
Oh, look, Basher. Phil's here. He's way more punchable than me.
Hey, Johnny. Ow! Oh, what did you punch me in the stomach for?
You're right, Johnny. That's just what I needed. See ya.
Are you okay, Phil?
I'm fine, I'm fine. I actually think that punch has kick-started my liver. Is the bar open yet?
Are you guys here to spring me?
Spring you, Johnny? You've only got another hour and a half of your sentence left. You'll be back in time for storage hunters.
I need to get out, Polly. I've become institutionalised. I've started smoking rollies and banging metal trays on tables to express my emotions.
Oh, God, Johnny.
Well, I'm making a stand. No more being pushed around and treated like a number. I'm on hunger strike.
Hunger strike? We've only been in here for a couple of hours.
Oh, come off it, Johnny. You've not been on a hunger strike. I can see what's it dust under your fingernails.
Yeah, anyway, Charles Bronson, before you start oiling yourself up with goose fat, can you tell me where Goodison is?
He should be here in a minute. He swiped a cadamat from the prison tuck shop, so they've put him in the hole.
My God. They stopped Caramacs.
The hole? Is that solitary confinement?
Not in here. Everyone's so antisocial. The punishment is actually 3 hours in a locked room with 12 women from Mum's Net.
Just here, please, warder.
Oh, hey up. Here he comes.
Thank God I'm out of that hellhole. 3 hours of chat about quinoa and wet wipes.
Do the warders always give you a piggyback, Dad?
Not all the time. I just can't walk at the moment. These new prison-issue Nike Air Max trainers are giving me blisters.
Well, I told you to wear them in, Goodison.
They're too tight. You know us Ellis's toes never stop growing. Your granddad had to be buried stood up. Good to see you, son. You've grown. Well, your forehead has.
Well, you can stop that right now. The only thing I'll inherit off you is this forehead. Why can't you just say, hello, how are you?
I'm sorry, son. I know I may have the emotional warmth of a reluctant stepmother. But today, you're going to see a new me. Let's take a walk.
Oof! What are you doing? Get off my back!
Oh, stop whinging, will you? I need to keep these trainers boxed fresh.
Right, where are we going?
Well, we're not going anywhere. I just wanted to catch up and a bit of exercise. Well, left at the 70s disc jockeys.
Oh, there's always a reason you want to see me, so what is it this time, Dad? Alibi, organ or box set?
God, you're so suspicious, son. But if you got the wire series 3...
Oh, can I put you down now, please?
Oh, fine by me. Your bones are digging into me arse anyway. Your shoulders are about as comfortable as a couple of grandparents on a Zoom call.
I have missed you, you know, Dad. God knows why.
I've missed you too, son. Being inside makes you realise how important family is. When I used to look at you as a kid, all I could see was a massive family allowance check. But as soon as you turned 16, I realised you were much more than that. You are now someone I could send to the shop for fags. Then 2 years passed and...
Yeah, I turned 18 so I could do the skull runs. Careful, Cat Stevens, I'm welling up here.
Right, you lot, it's fun time.
Doesn't sound like fun time.
To the exercise yard at the double.
Exercise? Oh, great, that's all I need. More minutes added to this lifespan.
Right, son, Follow me through the high security wing. Keep your hands in your pockets and your eyes down. Just imagine you're walking down a corridor of big issue sellers. Well, this is the exercise yard, son. That's the mandatory basketball hoop I use every day to lean against. You get the sun for a good 20 minutes.
Why is no one whistling at me? I'm getting no attention here. And I look great today.
This is a very woke institution. It's an all-male prison with gender-neutral toilets.
Wait, Polly. That bloke over there is trying to get your attention.
Polly, may I have your consent to whistle at you in an unthreatening yet flattering manner?
Oh, you sexist pig.
I find that very triggering. I don't eat pork products.
What sort of prison is this?
Well, it's got 5 stars on TripAdvisor.
Right, you lot, to celebrate the Bring Your Family to Prison Day, we have organised a sports day.
Sports day? That's just exercise wrapped in a lie.
Each wing will be competing against each other, and the winners get their freedom.
Ooh.
Only joking, it's a 5 quid body shop voucher. We begin with the pole vault, and our first contender is everyone's favourite lifer, Bobby Mahone. Now, there's no starting pistol for obvious reasons, so on your marks, get set, bang.
Whoa, he's cleared the fence.
We have a runner, we have a runner, we have a runner.
What was he in for?
By the look of it, stealing ideas from the Beano.
Right, sports day's over. I told the governor we should have the pole vault facing in. Back to your cells. As a punishment, everyone's under lockdown for 40 minutes.
That's the punishment. 40 minutes?
That's nothing. Wait till you meet my cellmate. He's so boring. 40 minutes with him seems like a full life tariff. Put it this way, do not mention Dysons. Ah, home sweet home.
I suppose you forgot to boil the toilet roll again, Goodison.
Oh, hello. Son, this is my cellmate, Graham.
Yeah, pleased to meet you.
Before we all start bonding, I need to discuss an issue with you, Goodison.
What is it now? I know for a fact I wiped the seat before I left.
It's about the contents of the fridge, specifically the items that are clearly labelled Graham.
I haven't touched any of your stuff, Dr. Buzzkill.
Oh, really? Take a good long look at this tube of Primula cheese spread. It's been squeezed from the middle. Only a sociopath would do such a thing. And as if that wasn't bad enough, how about my string bag of baby bells?
Well, they look fine to me.
But on closer inspection, look, they're just empty cases of wax.
Well, that's the best bit.
You're lucky I've turned a blind eye to my almond milk.
How do you milk an almond?
With a very low stool. Oi, what have you done to my posters, Graham?
You mean those lewd, outdated, girly mag centrefolds?
Yeah, well, I prefer to call them interactive art.
I've brought them up to date. Gave them back their dignity.
You've drawn fishermen's smocks on them with a Sharpie. You're pathetic. You know what, son? I had a chicken breast in the fridge the other day, and this pre-watershed Protestant covered it in frosted cling film.
You were objectifying it, Goodison. It's a chicken breast, not a piece of meat.
You can't take the high horse with me, mate. You're a serial killer.
How many times, Goodison? I'm a serial farmer. Got caught fiddling the vat on a combine harvester.
Well, at least I have a visitor. Where's your family member, Graham, you sad get?
Actually, he's in the hot tub on the balcony.
Hot tub on the balcony? How open is this prison?
Oh, here he comes now. Be warned, he's as boring as the audiobook of John Burgo's autobiography.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Wow! It's Paul McCartney!
Just call me Macca.
Your brother's Paul McCartney, Graham. Oh, you think you know your cellmate. You've got 12 stories about Dyson Hoovers and their sucking capability, but you never once mentioned that your brother was a Beatle.
Why? Have you heard of them? Well, everyone's heard of the Dyson.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, my God, Paul. Go on, tell us. What was John? really like?
That's a great question, like. I remember when John and I were recording Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, please, Paul. I mean, you may slag it off, Goodison, but what makes the Dyson so magical is its cyclonic bagless technology.
Well, you see, the thing no one knew about John and that you won't read in any books is that, you know...
Yeah, Paul! Thank you. Its cyclonic action means it's actually suitable for all services.
Shut up, Graham!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Lino.
Okay, Graham. I'll have to finish the story later. I just got word that there's some fab vegetarian sausages in the canteen, so gotta split.
Oh, Paul! Don't remember what happened last time you split? Three words. The frog chorus.
Phew. He's gone. He doesn't half go on, does he?
God, I've got to get out of here.
Are you both going to the disco tonight?
Of course. You know, I never miss the every other day disco. It's meant to be fancy dress tonight.
Oh, fancy dress. It's the Tim Henman of party tropes.
I love fancy dress parties. I always go as Magnum P.I.'s butler. Downside is I end up serving drinks all night. Tips are good, though.
Well, I'm not dressing up. I haven't got any other clothes.
I've got a quick fix for that, son. You go as me, and I'll go as you. We can call ourselves before and after. I'm before Obs.
I'm not dressing as you, Dad. I'm already wearing your chin and varicose veins.
Oh, go on, it'll be fun. Like a scratch card.
You seem very keen on the idea of me dressing up as you. Something's going on here.
You're so paranoid, son. You're worse than the other inmates when the parboiled cannibal's been cooking in the canteen.
They say he makes the shepherd's pie with real shepherds. Talk about red sky at night.
Fine, I'll get on board the fun bus. But there better be alcohol at this disco. And no slow dancing.
Here you go, Polly. It's not much, but it's home.
Johnny, you've got a futon and a plasma.
Oh, look, Lord Featherly Beak, you've returned.
Oh, wow, you've got a pet bird. Oh, it's a greasy starling.
It is. I'm not usually a big fan of starlings. I consider them to be the teddy boys of the bird world.
Did somebody say starling?
Who's your roomie?
Oh, don't mention my roommate. He's insane.
That you, Clarice? You know what you look like with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube, a well-scrubbed, hustling rube with a...
Mate, I told you I wanted the cell to myself this afternoon.
My bad. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm off to play ping-pong.
He seemed nice, Johnny. Do you think he was flirting with me?
I think he was flirting with the idea of putting you in a bap.
So, how long till the disco starts? Goodison said it was fancy dress.
No, it's not. Governor won't allow it. Last year, five Wurz Wallys went missing.
Well, what's Goodison talking about then? Do you think he's gone stir crazy?
No, I think he's a lying sod. I saw him near the DJ stand earlier, rummaging about, driving a guard, and he'd made a packed lunch for his travel bag.
Oh, I hope he's not planning anything. Phil's been let down more times than a secretary's hair in a Bond film.
Well, let's just keep a close eye on him. God, look at time. I'll be free in 45 minutes. What world am I returning to, Polly? A hovercar's a reality, yeah?
Afraid not, Johnny. I'm sad to say that since the time you came in, this afternoon, very few advances have been made in the hovercar industry.
Bollocks.
That was Cotton Eye Joe by the Rednecks. Coming up next, Cotton Eye Joe by the Rednecks. That's right, someone's stolen my record, so you've only got yourselves to blame. You scum. This one's going out to Terry on D-Wing, whose appeal has been rejected yet again. He'll never see daylight.
God, this is depressing. Look at the state of me. Out with my dad, dressed as my dad, at a prison disco.
I've seen you at worse, son. At least you know my name.
God, this song is so annoying. We're one chorus away from a riot. Hang on. How come no one else is wearing fancy dress?
They are. They've just come as themselves. This is a Category C ironic prison. Come here. Let me adjust your fake beard. There. Wow. You're the spit of me now. Oh, I'm so proud. Why don't you mingle? Chat to one of the friendly guards.
I don't want to hang out with one of the guards. They're just bouncers with pensions.
Oh, go on. Jeremy over there is a right laugh. Look at the way he swings that baton. It's both balletic and extremely painful.
That's like ballet.
Yeah, his baton's called the Nutcracker.
You seem very keen for me to hang out with the guards, Dad. You're not planning something, are you?
Oh, you've got trust issues, son.
Yeah, and you've got an overnight bag. What is going on?
Well, you never know when you'll need a spare pair of kecks. Here, have you tried the punch? It's white lightning and potato peelings.
Mmm, sounds good to me. I'll grab a couple of punches now before these lot finish it off.
Oh, and get us a sausage on a blunt, prison-friendly cocktail stick, will you, son?
Fine.
What can I get you?
Two punches and a sausage on a prison-friendly stick, please.
Coming right up.
That you, Goodson? My God, you look rough. Prison's taken its toll.
I'm not Goodison Ward, I'm his son, Phil. Look at my wristband.
I'm keeping a close eye on you, Goodison.
Oh, for goodness.
Don't think I haven't noticed you getting a little too close to Mrs. Mackay. You were all over each other at slopping out time, stealing glances over the buckets.
That wasn't me, you idiot. That was my dad. I'm just dressed as him. That's him over there by the chocolate fountain, dressed as me. Oh, God, look at him filling up his hip flask.
Just you stay away from my wife, Goodison. She's got a thing for bad boys.
I'm not after your wife. He is. That's the kind of thing he does. Turn your back for 5 minutes, you'd have the steam off your cocoa. Where is your wife, anyway?
Mrs. Mackay is off duty treating herself to a night at the Premier Inn to celebrate our wedding anniversary. Alone.
Well, don't blame her. I've had better conversations with Siri.
And that was Couldn't I Joe by the Rednecks. Here it is again, but played at the wrong speed.
There you go, Dad.
Oh, I've had enough of this, DJ. Hold on to me sausage, son. I'm going to intervene.
Hey, get off. This is my DJ booth. You're not licensed to drive these wheels of steel.
Oh, shut up, mate, or I'll torture your mullet. Hello, I'm taking command of this disco. Fellow inmates, we may have a smaller array of records than a 5 a.m. local radio show, but we do have something much more special. We're lucky enough to have a very talented musician right here with us tonight. Mm. Is any fan of the Beatles in? Yeah. Then put your hands together, if you're not already cuffed, and go crazy for the one, the only, it's Graham McCartney!
This one's going out for all the bagless cyclone aficionados out there. One, two, a one, two, three, four. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
What were you thinking, Goodison? It's about as entertaining as a wind chime. The crowd are going mad.
Give him a minute. It gets better when the frogs kick in.
I don't like this atmosphere, guys.
It's as if you wanted it all to kick off, Dad.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But I did.
Wait a minute, Goodison. This whole disco is a massive ruse for you to make an escape.
They're rushing the stage. Well, I think they're trying to kill Graham.
Oh, God. Even the prison chaplain's attacking him with a metal tray.
We've got to get out of here.
Good plan, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny, I'm Phil. That's my dad.
Really? It's uncanny.
Why are you still here anyway, Johnny? Your sentence finished half an hour ago. And what are you doing with that spoon, Polly?
I'm making a shiv. Oh, sorry, I just got caught up in all the shenanigans.
Shenanigans? The chaplain's now trying to strangle Graham with his dog collar.
He's restored my faith in God. Right, come on, let's get out of here.
What about me?
Only the civilians are free to go.
I am a bloody civilian, Mr. Mackay. Look at my wristband. Wait a minute, where's it gone?
Looking for this, Dad.
Oh, you bastard, Goodison. That's why you shook my hand for 20 minutes earlier. You'd taken the band off. You told me it was to strengthen my wrist.
See you later, sucker. I mean, Dad.
Mr. Mackay, look, I'm clearly not my dad. I'm only 38.
Now I know you're lying. Back to the cell, Goodison.
How many times? I'm not Goodison.
Quick, the free shuttle bus to the Crescent Moon is about to leave, Johnny. We'll just make unhappy hour.
Come in, Phil. Sorry, Mr. Goodison. Gotta go.
I'm Phil. Johnny, will you help me?
I'm very confused. It's either that punch or the tear gas.
Right, in your cell, Goodison. Before anything bad happens. My taser battery's only on 3%. I'll have to put it on aeroplane mode.
How many times? Listen to me, Mr. Mackay. My dad has clearly escaped to go and meet your missus in the Premier Inn.
A likely story.
Listen to me. Escort me to the Premier Inn and I'll prove to you what I already know. My dad'll be there with your wife.
Fine. I can't wait to see the look on your face when I prove you wrong. I trust my wife. Here, I'm gonna have to cuff you.
Ow!
Ah.
Here we are, room 314 of the Premier Inn, Parbold.
God, I'm knackered. Why did you have to handcuff my wrist to your ankle?
I needed both hands free. One for the taser, one to rate the Uber driver. One-way system, my ass. Now stand back. I'm going to kick the door in.
I can't stand back. I can't even stand up.
3, 2, 1.
Ah, my bloody wrist.
Ah, my bloody ankle.
My bloody God. It's Paul McCartney.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
With my wife.
Well, I see someone's certainly got a ticket to ride.
Back where you belong, Goodison.
For the last time, I'm not Goodison. Oh, do you know what is the point? I give up. Ugh, you all right, Graham?
Yeah, I'm fine. A few lacerations and fractures. Other than that, I thought the gig went quite well.
Quite well? The chaplain tried to kill you with a sharpened Bible.
Well, at least there were less fatalities than when I sung Mull of Kintyre at the Christmas disco.
I'm not even meant to be here. I've been set up.
Oh, you'll settle in soon enough, Phil. Hey, that feathery miniature teddy boy starling on the windowsill has a note attached to its leg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's see what it says. Oh, it's in Johnny's handwriting. It must be a plan to spring me. 1 egg fried rice, sweet and sour pork, and a can of Lilt. It's his bloody Deliveroo order.
Do they still make Lilt?
Yes.
I don't think they do.
They do, they do. You're thinking of Umbungo.
No, I'm not. I think they still drink that in the Congo. Or is that Kiora?
Oh, is this the level of chat you get in prison? It's as bad as live at the Apollo. Oh, can you hear that?
It's coming from the floor.
Oh, hiya, son. What are you doing here?
Dad?
I've come to free you.
No, you haven't, you two-faced sod.
No, you're right. I'm coming back to prison. I couldn't hack the outside world. Living an hour as you was the harshest sentence I've ever served.
How'd you do that every day?
Eh, you get used to it. Oh, God, you stink. Did those kids outside the newsagents egg you?
Yeah, they did, the little bastards. And they kept teasing me about the quality of me jeans. Oh, and your bard from the bookies and the Crescent Moon. And the bus stop on Loon Street. I mean, why does a bus stop have a watch list?
Wipe your feet, Goodison. This isn't a hostel.
Ah, it's good to be back.
Right. Well, I'll be off then, shall I? At least I've dodged today's egging.
Be a good lad and close the tunnel on your way out, will you?
That is the last time I ever visit you, Dad. You hear me? All right, see you, Graham. It's been quite tedious, to be honest.
Look at the mess you've made, Goodison. I'll get the Dyson. Thanks to its quiet efficiency and bagless cyclone technology, I'll clear that up in a jiffy.
Change me mind! I'm coming with you, son!
Don't you bloody knock!
Get out of the way!
No! Nope. You're staying here! Graham, will you help?
The sucking power of the Dyson's too great! I can't fight it!
That's down to its powerful yet elegant motor. I did cover this on day one of your sentence.
Who's the sucker now, Dad? Actually, technically Graham's the sucker, isn't he? Anyway, you get the idea.
Looks like I'll have to go through my PowerPoint presentation all over again.
No!
See you later, Dad.
Oh, I just soaked up a penny.
Phil Ellis is Trying was produced by Sam Michelle and is a BBC Studios production.
And there'll be more adventures with Phil Ellis and the gang at the same time next week when Phil decides his next money-making scheme will be to launch Parbold's first ghost walk. If only Mick, the Chinese herbalist, hadn't exactly the same idea. Meanwhile, in quarter of an hour...
These stories demonstrate the best of short fiction around at the moment.
The BBC National Short Story Award 2024. Judged by panellists including Michael Doncourt and Di Spears.
The power of the short story remains really exciting for me.
The finalists will be announced in Front Row tonight at 7:15. Then hear them for yourself every weekday afternoon next week at 3:30.
It's fresh, funny, inventive.
And I think listeners will find lots to enjoy in them.
The BBC National Short Story Award with Cambridge University on Radio 4 and